My name is Legion. Lou. There are very few advantages to losing possession of one's body, or rather losing awareness of one's body. With no eyes to see and no ears to hear, no legs to walk and no teeth to eat, I pass my time floating in darkness. Except, can one even float without a body? Or am I merely existing? And this darkness isn't quite darkness, is it? Which means, oh God, I'm now existing inside Nicolina Leclerc. No, she is existing inside me, the body-snatching bitch. Hopefully I'm on my monthly bleed. She'd deserve it. Though I wait for her response, impatient, no ghostly chuckle answers my provocation, so I try again. Louder this time, shouting my thoughts. Can one have thoughts without a brain? Into the abyss. I know you can hear me. I hope my uterus is rioting against you. The darkness seems to shift in reply, but still she says nothing. Forcing myself to concentrate, I push against her oppressive presence. It doesn't budge. I try again, harder this time. Nothing. I don't know how long I push. I don't know how much time has passed since I regained consciousness. Time has no meaning here. At this rate, I'll reclaim my body in approximately 300 years, waking in a grave as more dust than skeleton. At least my mother can't kill a skeleton. At least they don't have uteruses. I think I'm going mad. With one last vicious shove, I resist a fit of rage. Emotions seem different in this place. They run wild and unchecked without a body to cage them, and sometimes, in moments like these, I feel myself, whatever form I've now taken, slip into them unadulterated, as if I become the emotion. Reed would hate it here. The thought of him lances through my consciousness, and a new emotion threatens to consume me. Melancholy. Has he noticed I'm not myself? Has anyone? Do they realize what's happened to me? I refocus on Nicolina, on the darkness, before the melancholy swallows me whole. It does little good to dwell on such things, yet debilitating cold creeps through the mist, my subconscious, at another unwelcome thought. How could they have noticed? Even before La Voisin, Nicolina betrayed us, I wasn't myself. I still feel those splintered edges, those fissures in my spirit I broke willingly. One bites deeper than the rest. An open wound. I shy away from it instinctively, though it pulses with whiskey-colored eyes and curling lashes and soft, lyrical laughter. It aches with a lanky arm around my shoulders, a warm hand in my own. It throbs with empathy, with a feigned accent and a stolen bottle of wine, with shy blushes and not quite birthdays. It burns with the sort of loyalty that no longer exists in this world. He didn't make it to 17. Ansel sacrificed everything, cracked me wide open, and I allowed Nicolina to slither into that crack. That's how I repaid him, by losing myself entirely. Self-loathing churns, black and noxious, in the pit of my consciousness. He deserved better. He deserved more. I would give it to him, as God or the goddess, or just the dark of my fucking soul as witness. I would give it to him. I would ensure he didn't die in vain. In response, an unfamiliar voice startles me by murmuring, "Oh, bravo." The inky mist contracts with my fright, but I push against it viciously, searching for the new presence. This isn't Nicolina. It certainly isn't me. And that means someone else is here. "Who are you?" I ask with feigned bravado. Mother's tit, how many people, or spirits, or entities, or whatever, can possibly fit within a single body? What do you want? You needn't be frightened. Another voice this time, as unfamiliar as the last. We cannot hurt you. We are you. Or rather, Assert adds, we are her. That is not an answer, I snap. Tell me who you are. A brief pause. Then a fourth voice finally says,
we don't remember.
A fifth now. Soon you won't either. If I had bones, their words would have chilled them to the marrow. How many of you are there? I ask quietly. Can none of you remember your name? Our name is Legion, the voices reply in unison, not missing a beat. For we are many. Holy hell. Definitely more than 5 voices. More like 50. Shit, shit, shit. Vaguely, I remember the verse they recited from a passage in the Archbishop's Bible, the one he loaned me in the basement of Chasseur Tower. The man who spoke it had been possessed by demons. But these aren't demons, are they? Is Nicolina possessed by demons? Alas, we do not know, the first says amicably. We have lived here for unknown years. We could be demons, or we could be mice. We see only what our mistress sees, hear only what our mistress hears. Mice. She talks to us sometimes, another adds, and somehow I sense its mischievous intent. I just know, as if its stream of consciousness is merged with mine. We jest, by the way. We aren't called Legion. Stupid name, if you ask us. We use it on all the newcomers. Always gets a rise. Plucked the verse straight from your memories this time, though. Are you religious? It is impolite to ask if someone is religious. She isn't a someone anymore. She's one of us. We already know the answer anyway. We're being polite. On the contrary, it is quite rude to look through her memories. Save the sermon for when the memories have gone. Look here, they're still fresh. An uncomfortable prickling sensation descends as the voices bicker, and again I instinctively know they're rifling through my consciousness, through me. Images of my past flicker in and out of the mist faster than I can track, but the voices only press closer, hungry for more, dancing around the maypole with Estelle, drowning in the douleur with the Archbishop, straining at the altar beneath my mother. Stop it! My own voice cuts sharply through the memories, and the voices draw back, surprised but chastised, as they should be. It's like an infestation of fleas in my own subconscious. My name is Louise Leblanc, and I am most definitely still a someone. I tell you to stay the hell out of my head, but since I'm not sure this even is my head, I'll assume separation is impossible at this point. Now, who's the last newcomer to this place? Can anyone remember? Silence reigns for one blissful second before all the voices start talking at once, arguing over who's been here the longest. Too late, I realize the error in my judgment. These voices are no longer individuals, but an eerie sort of collective, a hive. Annoyance quickly turns to anger. Longing for hands with which to throttle them, I try to speak, but a new voice interrupts.
I am the newest.
The other voices cease immediately, radiating curiosity. I'm curious myself. This voice sounds different from the rest, deep and low and masculine. He also called himself I, not we. And you are? I ask. If a voice could frown, this one does.
I believe I was once called Etienne.
Etienne, the others echo.
Their whispers thrum like insect wings. The sound is disconcerting. Worse, I feel the moment they manifest his full name from his memories, from my memories.
Etienne Gilly.
You're Gabby's brother, I say in dawning horror, remembering as they do.
Morgane murdered you.
The voices practically quiver with anticipation as our memories sink, filling in the gaps to paint the entire portrait. How Nicolina possessed him and walked the forest under pretense of a hunt. How she led him to where Morgane lay in wait. How Morgane abducted him, tortured him within the bowels of a dank, dark cave, only a handful of miles from the blood camp. And La Voisin, how she'd known all along. How she'd practically delivered Etienne's and Gabrielle's heads to Morgane on a silver platter. Part of me still can't believe it, can't process my shock at their betrayal, my humiliation. Josephine and Nicolina have allied with my mother. Though I didn't like them, I never suspected them capable of such evil. They sacrificed members of their own coven to, what, return to the chateau?
Yes, Etienne whispers.
He knows because he saw it all happen through Nicolina's eyes, even after the real Etienne had perished. He witnessed his own desecrated body propped against my tent. He watched helplessly as Morgane kidnapped Gabrielle for the same fate, as my mother tormented his little sister, as Gabby finally escaped from La Mascarade de Crène. Except, I frown. There are noticeable gaps in his memory, A small hole here, a gaping one there. My own involvement in the skull masquerade, for example. The color of Gabrielle's hair. Each gap fills as I think of it, however, as my memory supplements his own, until the timeline is mostly complete. Despite being, well, dead, he witnessed it all as if he was there.
How? I ask warily. Etienne, you died. Why haven't you passed on?
When Nicolina possessed me, I joined her consciousness and I don't think I ever left.
Holy shit.
My shock spreads wildly into outright horror. Has Nicolina possessed all of you? I can feel them sift through our memories once more, piecing together our collective knowledge of Nicolina, of La Voisin, of blood magic. The darkness seems to vibrate with agitation as they contemplate such a fantastical and impossible conclusion. And yet, how often did Nicolina speak of mice? Gabrielle claimed she and La Voisin ate hearts to remain eternally young. Others whispered of even blacker arts. Their understanding resolves as mine does. Somehow, Nicolina has trapped their souls in this darkness with her forever.
Yours too, the prim one sniffs. You are one of us now.
No.
The darkness seems to press closer as their words ring true, and for a moment I can't speak.
No, I'm still alive. I'm in a church and read.
Who says we're all dead? The mischievous voice asks. Perhaps some of us are still alive somewhere. Perhaps our souls are merely fragmented, part here, part there, part everywhere. Yours will shatter soon enough.
When the darkness shifts once more, heavier now, crushing me beneath its weight, the others sense my mounting hysteria. Their voices turn less amicable, less prim, less mischievous.
We are sorry, Louise Leblanc. It is too late for you, for all of us.
No.
I lash against the darkness with all my might, repeating the word over and over again like a talisman. I search for a golden pattern, for anything. There is only darkness.
No, 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 no.
Only Nicolina's chilling laughter answers.